A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Peites, Erevin 89A, pagination page 177. We have the privilege of starting the new perek, about five lines from the top, called Kol Gagos Ha'ir, All the Roofs of the City. And the subject of our Mishnah is Erev Chatzeros, the normal requirement that if two areas are owned by two different people, even though they're both enclosed and called a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, nevertheless, because they're owned by two different people, we need an Erev Chatzeros, a joining of food stuff between the two, so that they should be considered one unified private domain. Our Mishnah tells us that when it comes to the roofs above the dwellings, we do not impose this concept of Erev Chatzeros, even though underneath the roof there are different distinct dwelling places of people who never did an Erev Chatzeros. Nevertheless, the roof, since it's not commonly used, doesn't have such a intense restriction that it's owned by a specific person, because as we discussed, it really doesn't matter who owns it, it matters the usage. And we do not impose the need for the Erev Chatzeros regarding the roofs. Let's skip to the fourth line of the Mishnah, Rab Shimon, which is the approach that we follow in Halacha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Echad Gagos, Vechad Chatzeros, Vechad Karpifos. If you have a roof or you have an open yard, I shouldn't say an open yard, an enclosed yard, but a yard that's available to many different people, Vechad Karpifos, or a different type of enclosure, in which case it has to be less than Beis Sa'asayim, as we discussed. There is a limit on how big it can be in that case. But the point of Reb Shimon is, Rishus Achas Hein, it is all considered one domain as far as Erev Chatzeros goes. Lekelim Sheshavsu L'Sochan, for items that were in that area. So if a person wants to pass an item that started out Shabbos in one chatzer, and he wants to pass it to a different chatzer, even though there was no Erev Chatzeros done for them, since it was left in one yard, you're allowed to pass it to the other yard, again, even without an Erev Chatzeros. Same thing, you want to pass from the roof to the yard, yard to the roof, all of that is okay. However, as the Mishnah continues, it gets a little bit complex because v'lo lekelim sheshavsu b'soch habayis. This leniency does not apply if the vessel, if the item in question, started off Shabbos inside the house. So that, for example, if a person has a house and an adjoining yard, and if he shares ownership of that yard, let's assume that there is an Erev Chatzeros between him and the person that shares it. But in any case, he's allowed to carry from his house to the yard, either because it's his own personally or because he shares it with somebody that he did an Erev Chatzeros with. He's allowed to carry to his yard. Now that the item is in his yard, the Mishnah is telling us in these final words that you're not allowed to carry that item that started in the house, got to the yard, beheter, in an acceptable way. But you're not allowed to then pass it over the fence to the adjoining yard. Because this item is attributable, it's traceable, to the house. And even though you are allowed to bring it into the yard, it does not have the same rule as other items that started Shabbos in the yard. So you have a fascinating application. Person is in the backyard on a Shabbos afternoon, and his neighbor says, I see you're serving iced tea. Can you pass me a cup? Now, if this iced tea started Shabbos inside your home and was only brought out because you're allowed to carry from your house to your yard, but it's attributable to the house, then you're not allowed to pass it over the fence to to your neighbor with whom you did not do an Erev Chatzeros. If, however, he would say to you, I need extra chairs. Do you have any extra chairs? And you have a bunch of lawn chairs that you leave out all the time in the yard, and that's how they start at Shabbos. Then you'd be allowed to pass that lawn chair over the fence, because it's in this rule of Kelim Sheshavsu L'Sochan. It's an item that started Shabbos inside the Chatzar, and therefore is allowed to be passed over to a different Chatzar. The Mishneh Berurah poses a fascinating question, which continues to elaborate on this theme. What happens if the Chatzar is not permitted to be carried into, because it's the Chatzar of, let's say, a few apartments, and you never did an Erev Chatzeros? But the item that is now in the chatzar, in this yard, got there beheter. It's an article of clothing, and you wore it. So you walk out with a sweater into the yard. You wouldn't have been allowed to carry it because it's multiple dwellers and there's no Erev Chatzeros. But if you're wearing it, that's fine. Now you take it off. For illustration purposes, let's say you put it on the back of your chair in the lawn, and now your neighbor says, can I borrow your sweater? We're getting cold here, you're not using it anyway. So you need to do the tracing, you need to think. This sweater is attributable to the house, because that's where it started Shabbos. And therefore, even though you got it to the chatzah by wearing it, you would not be allowed to pass it over the fence, because you don't have an Erev Chatzeros with him, and the item is attributable to the house. It's not an item that was Shavas in the Chatzar. There's a fascinating alternative of this case, which Dirshu Mishneh Berurah brings in footnote 10 from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, even though some argue, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's position would be that let's say they wanted that sweater in the adjoining yard. So you went from your chatzar, where it was legitimate to have this sweater, perhaps because there was an Erev Chatzeros from your house to your yard, or because your yard is only owned by you. So the sweater is in your yard, in a good way, and they want that sweater next door. So you could walk the sweater, let's say through a door in the fence, you would walk the sweater while you're wearing it to the adjoining yard. And then the Shulchan Aruch HaRav asks a fascinating question. After they're done with the sweater later that afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, are they allowed to simply toss it over the fence to return it to you? Or do they have to wear it back through the fence in order to transfer it from one location to the other? And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav rules that it's attributable to your location, and therefore returning it to your location would be permitted, and you'd be allowed to simply pass it over the fence. Some fascinating applications. Going back to the Mishnah itself, though, to appreciate why this is so complex, is because the ruling is that everything is one unit, lekelim sheshavsu lisochan. Items left in one chatzer can be moved to a different chatzer without need for an Erev Chatzeros. However, Kelim sheshavsu b'soch habayis, vessels that rested in the house, even if they came out to the chatzar beheter with a good reason, but they're attributable to the house, and therefore you're not allowed to pass those items to a different chatzar. You could definitely have different items in a chatzar, some of them allowed to be passed over, some of them not. And what we are reminded of is that if the item is a garment and you want to transfer it from one place to the other, a method would be to wear it. And in that way, you can walk it from one place to the other and then take it off. Yasher koach, have a great day.